Hi guys, welcome to episode 4 of Success in the City. Today we're going to be talking about health and more specifically about balanced eating.
Yes, hi guys. So with respect to health, we're going to obviously focus on diet, exercise, mental health, and there's so much to talk about, especially with mental health. I think those are going to be some exciting episodes, but today, just to keep our episodes relatively like quick and like fun, we're only gonna focus on diet. And we actually hate the word diet because it implies something like a fad, right? Like,
and short term too.
Yeah, something short term, you know, like you always hear people going on diets right before like they go on a beach trip, like something like that. We actually are talking about something more long term here, like the lifestyle changes that you should be making, or you should think about making, to feel healthy, to feel good, wake up energetic, stuff like that. So every time we say diet, that's what we mean.
So first, I guess we're gonna go over our sort of mindset on food and how we eat.
So how do you describe your diet?
So I would say I'm pescatarian. And I try to be as dairy-free as possible, but I do indulge sometimes.
It's hard.
Yeah. So this all started my freshman year of college.
That's so long ago.
Yeah. It's been almost 9 years now.
Yeah. So 9 years, no meat.
You never
had a meat moment and had a little
bit of
meat?
No, I haven't cheated since. Wow. Yeah. I mean, so I still eat fish, so that's plenty for me.
Yeah.
Fish has always been my favorite, so... Mm-hmm. I'm not missing out. But anyway, I was going to say how I sort of got into this was that, you know, freshman year of college, everyone's eating that nasty dining hall food, and it was just so bad. And the meat there was just absolutely just inedible. So I just ended up, you know, maybe like after a few months in, just realized, look, I'm never eating meat because it's so bad here, and I actually feel great.
Mm-hmm.
I felt more energetic, you know, I felt... Just better digestion, better, yeah, no bloat, everything like that was so much better. So I just decided, you know what, screw it. Let me just do this for real and officially. Mm-hmm. And I actually tried doing full vegan for like 10 months.
Wow.
And then I really missed like pizza.
I mean, you can't go to college without pizza, right?
Yeah,
drunk pizza.
And especially like in college, it's really hard to like, do vegan, especially with the dining hall food and everything.
It's
just not doable. So I'm basically pescatarian. I try to eat basically mostly plant-based diet, and then, you know, when I go out, I'll have sushi sometimes, or, you know, I'll have dairy sometimes too, like cheese or something like that.
That's fine. Yeah, we don't like to use labels because it feels restrictive, right?
Yeah,
we don't want to be like, oh, we're vegan, and then feel like shit when we, you know, eat cheese, and then it's just like you spiral, right? It's just not a good way to think about diet or anything in life, just super black and white. I used to be very black and white, and I'm just learning learning about being a little bit more flexible. Okay, so mine is a little bit different. I actually grew up not liking meat, but my mom would always force me. Like, she would always make me cry, you have to eat this meat. Like, it's so important. Because growing up, we were always told you have to have enough protein, you know, to grow or like to be smart or whatever. So I never liked it. So it was easy for me to give up. But, you know, I would still like go to Mediterranean restaurants, get lamb. Oh my gosh, lamb was my weak point. My weakness. And you actually kind of inspired me. I'm like, oh my gosh. And you have a big appetite, right?
I
was thinking, if you cannot eat meat, I cannot eat meat. So it started more like as a competitive thing. So I was like, I just went cold turkey. We went out once, I think it was like 2 summers ago. And I was like, oh, this is the last time I'm eating meat. And then I just never did. That being said, you know, I don't like fish. I do try to eat fish once a month or so as well, just because I might be missing out on some nutrition that I want to get in. But I also most recently read a couple of books. Most importantly, How Not to Die by Michael Greger. And it kind of changed my life. I decided to give up on all animal protein. And as I said, I'm not trying to be black and white. So every time we go out to a restaurant, I could be getting fish or something with cheese, but I try to limit my going out to eat anyway, so that balances itself out. Mm-hmm. But yeah. How I started sort of going about it is like, one day, right before Trader Joe's, I was like, I'm not gonna buy eggs this week. And then I just kept it going for like 4 weeks. If you don't buy something for home, you just don't eat it. And if you just eat it once a week when you go out to brunch, that's probably okay, right?
So yeah, we think that's a really good way to sort. If you want to like kind of ease wean off of something,
yeah,
just don't buy it from the grocery store. And you know, if you limit the amount of times you go out a week, like we do, we try to not go out more than twice a week.
Yeah.
Maybe like one brunch and one dinner.
Yeah.
You're basically limiting yourself to eating that only twice a week at most.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It ends up working really well.
Yeah, and then I think it's not for everyone to go cold turkey, though I think a lot of people prefer it that way because it's just more effective almost. But if you want to be like less cranky and have less cravings, you should just like stagger it, right? Like the first week I gave up on eggs because I wasn't crazy about them to begin with. And then like, you know, in a month I would just stop buying cheese. And then like in a month I stopped buying yogurt, and like, eventually, everything I bought for home was like whole food, veggies, legumes, and stuff like that. But obviously no diet or no eating is perfect, right? So we have to think about the shortcomings of our diet, mm-hmm. right? So because I don't eat meat, I have to get my B12.
Omega-3s,
everyone should be taking.
Everyone's also like vitamin D deficient.
Well, everyone in New York for sure.
At least, yeah.
Because even when there's like sun out, like today's a beautiful day, but you have to use sunscreen, right? You know, skin cancer. So, so basically, even when you are outside trying to get like some sun, you're kind of blocking that. So yeah, omega-3, D, B12, these are like our musts. I don't really believe in multivitamins because if you eat enough greens and fruits, I feel like you get most of your vitamins, you know?
Yeah, I take probiotics as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
You know, maybe not everyone needs them, but for me at least, they're very helpful.
Yeah, I don't have digestion issues, but if you tend to get a lot of bloat, if, you know, you feel upset every time you have a big meal, you might have to think about that, because a lot of people have like, they don't have the gut microbiome balance. So it's very helpful. But you can also think about like natural source of pre and probiotics, like lentils, right? Mm-hmm. It's an amazing one. Also with beans, I think beans are so good for you, like legumes.
Yeah, they are.
So good. And I think a lot of people, I mean, I don't want to be crude here, but they don't want to eat it because it makes them gassy, right? You just have to soak them.
Soak them for 24 hours. And
yes, in
you're not
hot water.
Fart anymore.
Okay, let's not use the word fart. Right, whatever. Anyway, soak these beans, guys, and promise you it's gonna be less gassy. But also your body is gonna get used to eating them, and eventually you're not gonna get like that. And I feel like a little bit of bloat is natural. I think like I see so many posts, whatever, or videos on YouTube, oh, how to like not have bloat. It's like, you just ate, your body is breaking it down. You need to have a little bit of like, you know, like your stomach is a little bit swollen. Like it's normal. It's your body doing
definitely
what it needs to. So don't be so obsessed with that.
Another thing we wanted to talk about is, you know, like those fad diets and stuff. We're both very much against them. So for multiple reasons. For me, at least, the number one reason is these are temporary. They're non-sustainable.
It's not sustainable at all.
They're usually very bad for you if you sustain it for more than, what, like a month or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, if you're if you really want to solve an issue long term, you should just balance your life and adjust your lifestyle so that you can, you know, you can continue that lifestyle choice for the rest of your life.
And that's why we're also against being black and white, right? Because, like, am I really gonna not have cheese till I'm 80? I don't think so. And I want to have it. If it's like, if I'm in Italy, you know, for instance, right? I'm gonna have cheese. Hey, I'm there for vacation for a week, right? So I just don't wanna have an extreme lifestyle. I don't think it's healthy for your mental health anyway. But as long as you're balanced, I think your body is so powerful in like cleansing and repairing. As long as you're, you know, balanced, you're good. Yeah, I'm very much against keto diet. I see this everywhere, you know, keto this, keto that. And guys, you can't just eat meat for like three meals a day for the rest of your life. And like, maybe you'll have abs or something. That's what they're advertising. But come on, number one, like, cause of disease in the US is heart and coronary, whatever.
Heart disease and cancer. And meat is a very highly correlated with both of those.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that just, I know people like to hear that what they do is good for them. Like, oh, meat is good for you. You know, like, just like cut out the carbs and eat this protein and veggies. And it's like, it just doesn't work that way. Actually, the human body isn't built to process animal protein well. Michael Greger, again, I'm gonna refer to him. Watch some of his like free videos and you'll see, he has a non-for-profit organization called nutritionfacts.org. Just not good for you. I'm very against keto and even gluten-free. I see this, so many girls do this, right? At work, they're just like, they choose the gluten-free option, but they actually don't really have
Yeah, unless you're celiac, then you should.
Of course.
Yeah, then you should obviously do that. But gluten-free is oftentimes more unhealthy.
More processed.
More processed, so less healthy than the gluten option.
Less protein. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think just because like something's associated with health, because some people can't tolerate gluten or whatever, doesn't mean you should. So just follow, you know, what works for you and like, kind of test it out and isolate things, right? Like, for instance, before I reach the conclusion that, okay, I don't feel good when I eat lots of dairy, I just gave up dairy for like 2 weeks to see, okay, is there an improvement in my mood, in my skin, like something? So it's worth for me to give this up.
Yeah,
so you need to isolate these things, right? And then be able to really understand the, you know, your body's signals, right? For instance, like dairy is very much associated with like skin issues. Like you get acne and you kind of like break out.
Also, like it makes you tired and lethargic. Yeah. So it's very important to, you know, build self-awareness, listen to your body's cues, and experiment with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if you see that you have some, you know, some hives on your arm or something after your meal last night, you know, think about what you ate and try cutting it out for 2 weeks. You know, if after 2 weeks you don't have, if nothing happened, you know, try to have it again and see if it causes it again.
Yeah.
You know, like this is totally safe experimentation. You know,
definitely.
It's just a way for you to get a sense of what your body is okay with and what your body is not okay with.
Because like not, you know, like there are obviously common irritants, but not everybody's body is the same, right? Like,
yeah.
For instance, some people, coffee is good for you for the most part if you don't do cream and sugar. But for instance, like for my body, like I realized I was having too much of it. And when I cut coffee and I switched to like lighter teas and matchas, I just felt so much more energetic, you know?
Same. The coffee crash for me is really bad.
It was just so bad. My point is, but like it makes a lot of people feel so good. So, you know, just do your own experiment and your own research.
Find what's good for you, not
exactly.
It's not, the same things aren't best for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, moving on to alcohol. That's like a fun topic. How do you feel about alcohol and its part in your like healthy lifestyle.
I mean, I like alcohol. I like wine a lot. I like, you know, I like some whiskey, bourbon, sometimes tequila, mezcal. But for the most part, I stick to wine.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a nice cold beer if it's warm out.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy. Maybe like one or two glasses of wine a week.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And stay away from the cocktails, I would say.
Yeah.
Like these sugary drinks. First of all, your hangover is going to be worse. Who wants that? But secondly, you know, you shouldn't be drinking your calories like that. When you just Google, like, how many calories is in a glass of wine, it's actually not little, right? Especially knowing how much people drink in the city. Just be cognizant of that. And I don't want to be, like, a party pooper and ruin the fun. But, like, you have to be, you know, you have to... What is it? Like conscious. You have to be conscious of what you put in your body. You know, I think we're over those like college ages now. Like even when you're shopping, you shouldn't be buying things blindly. Check the nutrition facts in the back. Check the ingredients, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with alcohol. You know what's in it. Like the simpler you keep, the better, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for us, it's more like a special occasion thing. I think don't indulge yourself like, oh, I had a bad day. You know, don't give yourself excuses. Oh, I had a bad day, this and that. Or like you're celebrating you're drinking, you're sad you're drinking. Just don't do that. And for instance, back home for us, when we go to a restaurant, like no one really asks for your drink order because people just serve you water in restaurants, right? Drinking
yeah,
is a special occasion there. Like it's someone's birthday, it's New Year's Eve, like... I think try to keep it that way if you can, I would say.
Also, if the less you drink, the easier you get drunk when you do drink.
Yes, exactly. So there's that
little
positive.
Added bonus there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we want to talk about, you know, maybe the kind of diet and relationship with food. I shouldn't say diet, the kind of, you know,
lifestyle
that we... both live is what we would call like the Mediterranean lifestyle.
Well, we're from there, so
it makes sense.
Spoiler alert. so we do recommend the Mediterranean lifestyle, Mediterranean diet, because you know they eat quite a lot of dairy, but they actually balance it out with a lot of antioxidant rich like veggies and fruits. They eat lots of legumes,
beans, lentils,
so much,
lots of like hearty soups,
red wine, olives, like very like rich, very high in like good fats. Think about that. Also, this just reminded me, like when we were kids, fat was like considered like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like people would avoid fat. And now they're telling us, oh my gosh, fat's good for you. So this just goes to show you, don't listen to what people say in the media. Don't listen to like the trendy things. Just do, you know, what works for your body and also have common sense. You know, the least processed, the better.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has sort of changed in the recent years.
Uh-huh.
Red wine, a lot of antioxidants and
right.
stuff. Cholesterol, you know, now there's like LDL, HDL, and like
uh-huh.
good, bad cholesterol.
Right.
Before it used to be all just bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, the science is always evolving. There's always new
mm-hmm.
research being done. Try to, you know, if you're trying to base your diet off of certain sort of fads, just make
mm-hmm.
sure they're still in line with the current science.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say there is one misconception about Mediterranean diet here. Like if in the city, if you go to Mediterranean restaurants, you know, it's a lot of dips and it's kebabs and like, you know, cheese fillets, stuff like that. Actually, back at home in Mediterranean countries, people don't eat like that. You know, maybe in restaurants, yeah, it's a lot of meat and fish, but think about what Mediterranean people eat at home. Like your mom cooks lots of veggies. Meat is expensive back home, so people eat it very rarely, maybe once a week. So it's very, very different here. Like the Mediterranean cuisine is represented a little bit like inaccurately, I would say. So
I think so
what
too.
We mean by this is like lots of legumes, veggies, fruits, you know, red wine.
Nuts.
Nuts. Yeah, I forgot that. Lots of nuts. A lot of walnuts and almonds. Yeah, so, I mean, if we had to give one recommendation for a diet, it would be the Mediterranean diet. And one thing that's culturally different is snacking, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I think in the U.S., there's definitely a lot of culture around snacking. People snack a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like at my previous job, we had fully stocked pantry of cookies and chips and mm-hmm. candy and sodas and, you know... Mm-hmm. And people were eating. I mean, they had it there for a reason. There were almost no healthy options. Like, even like the almonds were like chocolate almonds and stuff.
It was like really crazy bad. Salty shit, right?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, we do snack also like back home, but growing up, like I remember like in the summer, like kids just like have a big breakfast and they just like go outside, play outside, and then they come home for lunch. And then they go play outside. They come home for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. So we have like these real meals. I think people just snack. They eat a protein bar for breakfast. Like that can't be good for you, right? And then they overeat, you know, for lunch or something. Or they just like have these very caloric snacks. So what we would say is try to have real meals. I mean, 3 times if possible, but 2. 2 is also okay. Mm-hmm. And then... supplement your body with snacks, hearty snacks, only if like, you know, you're feeling low energy, you're feeling unfocused, and like you just have to like kind of get by till your next big meal, as opposed to just like have these almost meal-sized snacks.
Yeah, and like for me, for example, I get hungry during the day between meals, but something I try to do is, for example, if I eat lunch, when I eat lunch, I'll try to eat a salad, mm-hmm. something that's, you know, high volume, low density, right? So you can eat a lot of it, and it'll take up a lot of, you know, volume in your stomach, but it doesn't, mm-hmm. it's not heavy, right? Like you don't feel heavy, you just feel full. Mm-hmm. And then if you're hungry, if you get hungry a lot, you know, you can try drinking something like lemon water, which cuts your appetite,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you snack less, and it doesn't, and you don't feel like you're starving yourself either.
And you know, like in the last episode, we talked about how small, like when we were talking about spending, how small things add up. It's the same thing here. Like the small lifestyle changes do add up. The small calories that you get from snacks do add up. Because usually, even though people try to, they're not eating apples for snacks. I don't see this around me. When I'm in the office, I know what they're eating for snacks. It's popcorn, it's chips, it's cookies. You know, they just think, oh, it's just like tiny little thing. But those little things add up. So I would say try to not snack, honestly. This is not a very popular opinion because like a lot of nutritionists would not say this. But again, these are things that worked for us. Obviously, what works for you. Yeah. But
it's just our opinion. No professional advice here.
Yeah, definitely not. But we would say we're like quite healthy, like knock on wood.
I think so too.
You know, we feel energized. Like when we wake up, we're not like lethargic and drowsy unless we had a hard day or something the previous day. But I think, you know, this affects your focus, this affects your skin health. I do look like a high schooler probably because I eat well, you know. So everything comes from inside and what you put in your body. And what you put on your body is important too. Like products, creams, perfumes, shampoos. We should talk about that in a different episode.
We'll definitely cover that in a different episode.
Yeah, we will, guys. Okay. I think I think
that wraps it up for this episode. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll see you next Sunday.
Yes, guys. Thank you so much.
And as always, please follow us on Instagram at successinthecity.ny. And if you have any questions, just shoot us an email at successinthecity.ny@gmail.com.
Yes.
And, you know, as always, please follow us and, you know, download our podcast.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.